The U.S. Navy destroyer USS Donald Cook departs the port of Djibouti in East Africa, bound for a patrol zone somewhere in the Gulf of Aden. In 2008, Somali pirates prowling the Gulf of Aden and the Indian Ocean hijacked more than 100 large vessels. In the last 18 months, warships from more than 12 nations have converged on Somali waters to combat the pirates. These and other measures have finally had an effect, says the British officer leading the NATO counter-piracy fleet.
Compared with last year, it's significantly down.
He says between July and September last year, pirates captured 17 ships. In the same period this year, they captured only one. Commodore Cheek says several factors account for piracy's decline.
The merchant vessels using these shipping lanes are now starting to take much better self-protection measures, fire hoses to fend off skiffs coming alongside, barbed wire on the railings and ladders and other accesses secured, and so that's acting as an initial good counter to the pirates. At the same time, the military here, the naval units that are here from various nations and organizations are working much closer and much better with each other, almost seamless boundaries in terms of operations.
The Virginia-based Donald Cook, assigned to NATO, is halfway through a six-month counter-piracy patrol on the Gulf of Aden. For Donald Cook's 250 sailors, defeating piracy means long, hot days on unforgiving seas, far from home. Donald Cook's boarding teams bear the biggest burden.
It's basically the nautical equivalent of having boots on the ground. You got to have guys up there that can conduct those inspections, provide intelligence back to the ship from what they see, you know, from 10 feet as opposed from 1,000 yards away.
To keep pirates at bay, the boarding teams intercept and investigate any suspicious boats.
We could do as little as just come up and say, "Hi, how are you?" We could do health and comfort searches. We could even search for things, illegal things like weapons or drugs or people.
With hijackings down more than 90% compared to last year, some officials worry that nations will lose their will to continue dangerous, expensive counter-piracy operations, thus allowing the Sea Bandits to regroup.
Undoubtedly, the pirates will change their modus operandi. They may move somewhere else. They may move further south, away from the shipping lane.
But for now, the international counter-piracy operation is going strong, despite the harsh conditions. And Somali pirates are mostly staying at home, to seafarers' great relief. David Axe for VOA News on board the USS Donald Cook.